1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I want to start in verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. There is an event coming. I believe we're clear to go. I believe the saving of the Apostle Paul was Acts chapter 9. I'm not a mid-Acts. I'm an Acts 9er. This event that is going to take place is a mystery. It's a mystery for a lot of reasons, but no one else in this Bible, listen to me, there was no hope like this hope described. This is the only hope that takes you to heaven. There's no other portal to get in. Everybody else in the Bible, everyone else, are you listening to me? In the Bible, end up on earth. There is no rapture for Israel. There is no catching out for Israel. The only catching out is for the church, the body of Christ, and that event, listen to me very carefully, could happen this morning. Say there in a sense of urgency. I would tell you there is a sense of urgency. Say, I may not die. That's true, but you know what? You can't prevent the rapture. It wasn't death. When I got saved, I was 24. I never thought that I was going to die. I can tell you my fear that night when I got lost that Wednesday night and all day Thursday was I was going to miss the rapture. That event could happen today. That event, literally, you could be walking out of here and everybody disappears behind you. So how do you know? Well, look in 1 Corinthians 15. It's a mystery. I don't know. 1 Corinthians 15. There's what I do know. And I want to press upon you the time of where we are walking. That's why we talked about the falling away. Don't you think there's a huge amount of people that have no clue what's going on in this King James Bible? That falling away has happened, boys and girls. He said, in the last time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's what the Bible said. That's already taken place. We're in the last days. I can't tell you when the next moment you'll have a breath or the next moment there'll be a rapture. I can't tell you those things, but I can tell you we're upon them. We're at the place where it's going to happen, and you have to be prepared. Say, well, I think I'm saved. That's not good enough. That isn't good enough. Say, well, I've been saved. Listen, I've heard people's testimonies. Mrs. Butler, been going to Grace Church after Grace Church after Grace Church. Her brother Moore, Jerry Lockhart, all of them just got saved a couple weeks back. Knowing how to rightly divide isn't salvation. Listen, I learned how to rightly divide before I got saved. It ain't about knowing that. I can get a parrot to duplicate that. I'm talking about knowing that you can lay down your head and not worry whether it's going to come because you know you are saved. How many here has ever laid down their head, I mean honestly, and they worried a little bit? If that happened to you, you know what I can tell you? You were lost at the time that that happened. You know why? Because you didn't have the peace of God. There is one commonality to every man that is saved is peace.
Amen.
Say, well, they don't all look alike and they don't act alike. Amen. I mean, some act like Christy. Yikes. And then, of course, some act like Brenda. Not many, though. But in how you act, it's that peace. Look, if you will, in... Where was I? That's where I want. Verse 50. Now, this I say, then, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a what? Mystery. We shall not all what? But we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. Folks, that's fast. It isn't going to be like you're going to say, hey, I see Brenda going up. I'm going to believe. Can't do it at that point. You've already missed the boat. You see people walking around thinking that, hey, I've got plenty of time. I'm young. I can make it. Hey, you can't. I wish I could preach. That got my lungs. Hang on just a second. Yeah, can I borrow your oxygen? Is that what you're doing? Huh?
I'm trying. You can borrow it if you need it.
Well, thank you. All right, just relaxing now. Boy, that thing is amazing. You just have to feel that just one time. It's like someone hits me in the solar plexus and I'm out of air. Verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be what? Raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Folks, you're not going to be able to prevent the day, elong the day. You know what? The day will catch some of you unprepared. You know what my job is? Is to prepare you to meet your Maker. That's my job. My job is not to be your moral guide. I don't want to be your moral guide. I have morality problems of my own. Amen? I can't be the good man you think I am. I'm not any good, but I am saved, and I'm here to show you the direction. It's like the people of the Underground Railroad during the slave days. Those people weren't any better than anybody else. They were leading the slaves out of bondage. You know what? That's my job. I'm not any good, but I've got a place where you can go and get safety and be prepared for when the door opens that you're ready to go. That's my job. My job isn't to build a church. Jesus Christ has been building His church since He died on that cross and told the Apostle Paul the truth about the gospel, that Christ died for your sins. He's been building that church. It ain't my job. That isn't my job. I didn't here to manipulate you to get you to come. I don't want your money. In fact, if you need money, grab some out of the plate. Don't grab too much, okay? I don't need that. That's not what God called me to do. God called me to preach the Word. You know, it's amazing to me. I hear grace preachers and I was a little disappointed with the preaching in Chattanooga. They got up there and didn't use the Word of God and gave their philosophy. You know what? God didn't tell you to get, hey, if you want my philosophy, you know what? It's exactly worth what it's worth. 2 cents. My philosophy isn't going to do you a bit of good. I'm to tell you about a moment in time that's coming that it's not going to stop because I want it to stop because I want you to get saved. It's going to come whether you get saved or you're lost. See, it's an event that I can't stop. It is tracking and we are moving. Listen to me. We are moving rapidly toward that moment. How do I know? Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Did I say 1 Thessalonians? 1 Timothy. Where we were earlier. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, preach the Word, he said. He told me to preach the Word. He didn't tell you to give your philosophy. This is what's happening. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the what? Faith. Well, boys and girls, I'm here to tell you that's already happened. There were churches that used to be a light to the world, a lighthouse. People preach. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, read with me in verse 9. Even him who is coming after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them, that perish. That what? Say, Paul never talks about hell. He talks about perishing. Amen? And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why do they perish? Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, because they wouldn't receive Christ when it was grace, when He was pouring it out. No, at this point, He wouldn't have done it. He won't believe. And so God, for this cause, shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be ugla. Damned, who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And God shall send them a strong delusion that they might be damned. If you miss the rapture and you've heard the gospel and rejected it, God is going to send you a delusion that you will believe a lie and that you will be 100% damned. Why not right now trust the Lord? Why not, while we're speaking, you on the internet, listen to me. You that are on the internet, listen to me. If you've never trusted the Lord, you're not sure. If you're sitting there with sweaty hands and your heart's racing a little bit, here's a hint. You're probably lost. You know how you can take care of those sweaty hands? Trust the Lord. Amen. Trust what about Him? That Jesus Christ went to the cross and died for your sins, was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Listen, guys, I want you to get it. It is an event. I can't stop. There is nobody in the room that can slow it down for you. It is coming. It is going to happen. And if you are lost, you will be lost forever. Oh, this is not a play game with me. If you knew how my heart ached inside of me for the people that I know. I know people that have been listening to Rightly Dividing, and they're lost. I hear it in their voice. The Bible said it's not what goes in a man's mouth that defiles him, but what comes out. That rapture is going to be an event that is non-stoppable. And it's coming. Won't you be saved? Won't you trust the Lord? You on the internet, if you trusted the Lord, write us. Let us know that you trust the Lord. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to fellowship in your newfound faith in the faith of Christ. You're saved here. If you just got saved, if you want to tell about your salvation, I'd like to hear it. Let me tell you what, don't let that day overtake you as a thief in the night, he says. Don't let it take you as a thief in the night. Be prepared. Be prepared. It's coming. Coming sooner than later. Trust me. Set your affections on things above. That's what the Bible said. That's what you do. Elder dismissed.